Partly cloudy in 63 at 7 o'clock. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Pro-Palestinian protesters occupying Schenley Park clashed with law enforcement Sunday, leading to two arrests for trespassing on University of Pittsburgh property. Police pushed demonstrators back from the Cathedral of Learning after some of them tried to set up a tent on the lawn of the cathedral. This person, a friend of one of the arrestees, talked with KDKA-TV.
And it was unnecessary. They could have been anyone going anywhere, but just because they had a tent, they were forced on the ground by three police officers.
Again, this was trespassing. The demonstrators are calling for the university to break any ties with companies supporting Israel. 12th Congressional District Representative Summer Lee was a guest Sunday on Face the Nation and commented on the college protests across the country. Lee has called for a ceasefire in Gaza, something she says the protesters want as well.
That is the central thing that they are fighting for, and they believe and they feel like our government can do more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said what's happening on America's college campuses is horrific, calling the protesters anti-Semitic mobs. A man died Sunday after a motorcycle accident.
Happy Monday. Running out of April here. You know what's next for the National Football League? They orchestrated this great show in Detroit, and hopefully that'll come here. I hear, Paul, in 2 years, it'll be in Pittsburgh, the NFL draft. And by the way, Detroit's getting rave reviews for how they handle this whole weekend. They had a record amount of people on that Thursday night, almost 300,000 people.
That was just in the footprint of the stage area.
Right.
There were the other areas that were further out that they probably had 500,000 people down there.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of people talking about we can't wait to bring this to Pittsburgh, and it sounds like I hear a birdie told me in 2 years it's going to be a lock. So we'll see.
What kind of a birdie? A reliable birdie or just somebody?
A very tall one.
Who should know?
Who's a Hall of Famer, Steeler player, who has 4 Super Bowl rings, told me Saturday night, we got this. So we'll see.
I'm buying in.
That's good enough for me. Meanwhile, the Steelers are getting rave reviews for what they did in Detroit and through the weekend. And joining us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, beat writer Brian Batko, who I first really met when you were covering the Pitt Panthers. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
So you're with these guys every day. What's your grade for the Steelers draft picks?
Yeah, give it a solid A. I think a lot of the picks they made were pretty much what I would have done. There weren't any real head scratchers. Those of us on the outside asking what were they thinking. And you know, they've got a lot of guys in this group who played a lot in college, started a lot of games, were very productive, and came from winning programs. So I think those are all things that you want to see. And, you know, it's a crapshoot. We know that about the draft. Who knows? But at least there are some really good foundational traits with a lot of the Steelers' picks.
Brian, do any of these draft picks jump out at you as like a dark horse, an underdog that's got a good chance to make a dent?
Yeah, I mean, I think, right now at this point, a lot of these guys could either start or contribute from the moment they, play their first snap as a Steeler. I guess the one who'd be the underdog because you have to look kind of later, and they didn't have a seventh rounder this year, so no real Cinderella stories. But, sixth round pick, Logan Lee out of Iowa, he's a defensive lineman, 6'5", like 280. Not only did he, play in those Iowa jerseys that look like Steelers uniforms, but he said afterward that he grew up appreciating the Steel Curtain, and he just wanted to watch those defenses because of how much he respected those old players. So maybe the guy on the defensive line can, be in Cam Hayward's back pocket, learn a thing or two about being a pro, and he can help bridge the gap to the next generation of Steelers D linemen.
And as you sit down, Brian, we're with Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette, and kind of assess all the moves the Steelers have made, not just for their picks over the weekend, but the free agent signings and maneuvers, bringing in 2 new quarterbacks. I mean, wow, I can't remember a season where there's been this much change.
Yeah, at least it collectively, right? I mean, in recent years, there have been some seismic departures and arrivals from the Steelers. I'm thinking of Ben Roethlisberger retiring after nearly two decades under center. Thinking of Kevin Colbert retiring after about two decades calling the shots in the front office. But those were just sort of singular moves that were huge change for the Steelers. This has been, yes, a lot more moving and shaking up and down the roster and the organization. If we, want to lump in the coaching staff, Arthur Smith coming in as the new offensive coordinator, and yeah, obviously two new quarterbacks to work with, and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Well, four new quarterbacks. They're all gone, but those two are the marquee names, of course. And now these, this draft class that looks again like, they could have top two picks, could be starting right away on the offensive line. Or third rounder Roman Wilson, receiver out of Michigan, who won the national title last year with the Wolverines. He could be a starting wide receiver as soon as week one. So, yeah, I mean, it is an aggressive approach, but Art Rooney II pretty much promised they would have to do that after how impatient they were getting following last season's early playoff exit again.
Yeah, he kind of set the tone with his State of the Steelers address to the media there, and then boom, things started really happening.
Last year's
Absolutely.
Last
and
year,
nobody was safe either, not even the returning starting quarterback, Kenny Pickett.
Right. Last year's draft class, a pretty high percentage of the picks from last year's class wound up making the 53-man roster. And I'm wondering just how many they're going to be this time around.
Yeah, I think without having a seventh rounder, it makes it a lot easier to predict that all of these guys could find their way there. I mean, I think it's going to be an uphill climb for the two guys who were taken, in the sixth round on Saturday, but that's always the case. It looks right now, even 1 year in, that the 2023 draft class is one of their better ones in a long time. I mean, the fact that you had Broderick Jones and Joey Porter Jr. both starting by the end of the season, Darnell Washington and Nick Herbig and Keanu Benton all look like they are trending up. You still can't really judge a draft 3, 4, maybe 5 years down the road, but early returns good on that one. And yeah, I mean, I think if everybody from this year's group finds a way into the 53-man roster coming out of camp, you'd be feeling the same way about this one that's earning A's and A pluses from not just us in the local media, but the national draft graders who follow this stuff from all 32 teams.
All right, finally, Brian. Yeah, the NFL is so brilliant at how they organize all this stuff to always be something new and interesting. Now, we're waiting for the schedule to lock in, right? And that happens in, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, usually mid-May, and I always look at it as, like, the draft is kind of the huge off-season event for the fans because now they pretty much know what the roster looks like. The schedule release is the big event for the beat writers because now we can start making our plans. We can get the flights, the hotels.
Good
what
point.
Weekend am I going to have off from their bye week? So, yeah, I mean, this is it is just the wheel that keeps on turning for the NFL. They keep churning out the big nights where you need to pay attention to their league, even as the NBA and the NHL playoffs are in full swing. So, yeah, I don't know the exact date right now, but it'll probably be in 2 or 3 weeks. In May, and there will be a whole TV production for it in prime time. Hopefully some of those scheduled games will leak out earlier. That's the thing to keep in mind, too. We know every team the Steelers are going to play. This is just going to tell us when they're going to play those games.
Read all about it, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Brian Batko. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
Anytime. We'll see you guys. Have a good week.
Yeah, Brian makes a good point, Paul. A lot of plans. I mean, there are a lot of fans that make vacation plans of away games and home games. And, there's a lot.
What about before the season even starts down in Latrobe?
That's right. And as I've said, this is going to be a huge turnout, I think, fans this year. Just the general excitement. So here we go. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to check in with our sports director, Jeff Hathorne, who's had a busy weekend, too. And also in our next hour, big topping off ceremony at the airport, Paul, because that project is really starting to get momentum going. And I know it's still going to be a while, but still, it's a big, big project.
I watched with interest a time lapse of the from the very beginning. And it is, it's going up like a weed.
Yeah, it is now. And so people who don't know, out at the airport, it was October 83 when they christened Pittsburgh International Airport.
93. Yep.
What did I say, 83?
Yeah, back in the 80s, I remember connecting on flights here with US Air and the old airport, which was a beautiful Art Deco building. But boy, those concourses were narrow, packed.
So inside of my tenure here at KDK Radio and TV, they built an airport, and now they're building a new one, which is extraordinary. Three stadiums. I'm thinking, obviously, Acrisure, was Heinz Field, PNC Park, Highmark Stadium, and all the retrofits they did over at Pitt. And they're, did you see what's going on at Pitt with this construction that's all over campus, too? It's extraordinary. So what's a big deal about this airport is you won't have to take a tram. They're eliminating the tram. So no more getting on that tram. You'll go right basically inside through TSA to the gates.
Just steps away from the Air Mall, and then you're on your way to your concourse.
But it's been clever on how they've been able to construct this while remaining functional otherwise in the meantime. But I joked, I was at the Western Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame banquet on Saturday night, and I joked that, you know, they're eliminating, because there are a bunch of us over the years who have done voiceovers for the tram, right? It really started the last time the U.S. Open was here, and the Open's coming next summer. They got a bunch of different people to greet visitors coming into Pittsburgh. So I joke, this tram stops at gates A, B, and C. O and D. But here's the thing. It doesn't stop anywhere else. It all goes to the same place. You know, like in Atlanta, there are stops for A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There aren't any here. But there won't be any tram anymore. So you won't have to worry about
that. Fine by me, Larry.
Yeah, I'm good with this. So.
Here's the best part of it for me. Know how long it takes to get a checked bag when you return to Pittsburgh? I mean, it takes a long time. It can take 20, 30 minutes by the time you're off the plane and you're finally walking to your car with your luggage. Now, the luggage is going to be right there. I mean, there's no excuse for a delay.
It's funny you say that, because I've joked at times it took longer to get the bag than it did to fly here from wherever you're coming
right.
from.
Right.
They have miles that they can eliminate all that stuff. So, yeah, it'll be more efficient. And we'll get the details. I'm interested in the next hour here on KDK. So the big topping off ceremony, when they have a big construction project, a topping off is literally when they get to the highest point of the structure they're building. That's when they have a ceremony. So we'll let you in on that. By the way,
when's that coming up?
8:20.
Okay.
I was there when they christened this airport, with Fred Hansberger, the late Fred Hansberger, in the Rainbow Machine.
Hansman.
Which was a converted RV made into a studio. So I'm having flashbacks. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for joining us. And every Monday at this time, we check in with Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors, talking about your future, retirement, and estate. Brian, good morning. We connect with Brian every Monday, and one of the things that we wanted to talk to Brian about was, obviously, even if you're not right now at retirement age, it's something you should plan for well in advance, and it's something that a lot of people put off until, you know, as long as they can. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well. So my question to you is, you want to provide us with the five telltale signs you're ready for a comfortable retirement. So where do we start? I teased mortgage free.
Well, mortgage free is always a good place. It's always a good place to start. So being mortgage free obviously means you've paid off your home loan, which is a significant burden lifted off your shoulders. It allows you to have extra money for all the things in retirement, like travel, hobbies, medical expenses, which are very high in retirement. And according to a report in 2023, listen to this. Homeowners aged 65 to 79 with mortgages nearly doubled from 1989 to 2022. So we still have a lot of people out there that are retirement age that still are carrying a mortgage. So if you're still one of those people, here's one great recommendation for you. There is a system out there that you can use called Turning Debt into Wealth, and it was written by a guy by the name of John Commuda. So check that out. Again, Transforming Debt into Wealth by John Commuda.
I would imagine everyone wants to read that.
Yeah. Well, it gives you a system. It gives you a system, Larry, and that's what people need. Whether it's their retirement or trying to get out of debt, you have to have a system to follow.
Well, the second really important part is, I guess, getting a hold of expenses. So budgeting is really important, too.
Yeah, especially when things are so much more expensive today. You know, so, I mean, getting debt-free is critical. So retirees, obviously, with lower expenses, don't have to worry so much about their money running out before they die. And, you know, this can come from things like downsizing, cutting back on non-essential spending, or simply just having a little bit more of a frugal lifestyle. And I'm not talking about depriving yourself. It just means you're smart with your money and you can manage your expenses. You have more flexibility into a retirement without your financial stress. And when you're retired, look, the truth is you have more time to run your household like a business. You know, so every Monday, you know, it's money day and you can check how much money went out and how much money came in the prior week before and how things are going. Those are good financial habits to get into.
And Brian, you've heard many times people say, if you have your health, you have anything, everything. That's such an important factor. And for some people, it's out of their control, but healthcare costs and planning for that can be critical.
Well, I always say health is wealth, and we've all heard that before. You don't want to be the richest man in the graveyard, that's for sure. And so, you know, and healthcare costs can add up quickly. And a 65-year-old retiring today can expect to spend $157,000 or more on healthcare over the course of retirement. So staying healthy through diet, exercise, regular checkups, it actually helps in the whole financial planning process when it comes to managing your money. And if you've got great health insurance like Medicare, it's even better. So, you know, Rob Pratt and I were talking on Saturday during the radio show that him and I were doing. And he was telling me he just had an MRI and it cost him $1,500.
Man.
So, you know, staying healthy is a good thing. And sometimes, you know, things happen and you can't. Not everybody's, you know, lucky, but it should be a focus.
And what about an empty nest? You know, that in a perfect world works, but for a lot of families, there's the rebound and taking care of others. How does that impact retirement?
Yeah, the boomerang kids, that's what they call them, Larry. Have you been fortunate to not have any boomerang kids?
Yeah.
But we still talk to a lot of people on a day-to-day basis that are helping their kids. And, you know, having kids of my own, I can understand why. But once your kids are independent, you can focus more on your own financial goals. And raising kids is expensive. Matter of fact, according to the USDA data and inflation statistics, and this was on Northwestern's Mutual's website, they state that it can cost around $331,000 from the time the child is born to age 18.
Man.
So your children out of the house and on their own, that's a significant financial relief, allowing you to build a bigger nest egg for retirement.
I think of big families. I know families back in the day, there'd be seven or eight. I don't know how they did it. And finally,
right.
Having an emergency fund, and we've heard, Brian, a lot of people don't have much in way of emergency fund savings now, let alone in retirement.
Yeah, and the emergency fund really just helps provide peace of mind, and it just ensures that you've got money there for unexpected expenses. You know, the rule of thumb's always been 3 to 6 months. COVID definitely has changed things. I personally like to have at least up to 12 months. Not everybody is going to be able to do that, but having that buffer can really help you avoid having to dip into your retirement accounts so that you can keep yourself more financially secure.
And if people want to reach out, you've got righttrackpittsburgh.com. They can do it that way or otherwise.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, Larry. And first off, I want to say this. You know, retirement planning is complex, but not so complex that you can't understand it. The financial community, my industry, has made it more difficult and confusing than it needs to be. And it's actually much, much more simple. And if you understand what 1 + 1 is or 2 + 2 equals, you will be able to have a rock solid understanding with the way that secure money explains and guides you with a strategy for getting retirement on the right track. I promise you, it does not need to be overwhelming. So if you're unsure about where you stand, I would say it's time to sit down with a professional, get together with a fiduciary advisor at Secure Money Advisors or any other good fiduciary firm, and evaluate your current plan and create a personalized plan that will give you the confidence and peace of mind to retire and stay retired. So if you want, again, as Larry said, you can schedule a free consultation with us. You can call 800-656-8616 or go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. And by the way, if you go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, you get a copy of my book that I will send you absolutely free. And the book will give you the information to get your plan on track. And the book's a quick read, Larry. I mean, it gets right to the point and gives you the strategies to follow. So don't procrastinate. Don't kick the can down the road. You know, having a plan will give you more confidence. And when you have more confidence, that day you walk into work and you don't feel like being there anymore, you know the numbers are figured out, and you can say goodbye.
RightTrackPittsburgh.com, brought to you by Brian Caranta on the Big K Morning Show. Thanks, Brian.
See you again next week. Take care.
Coming up on the Big K Morning Show in our next hour, we got a lot going on, Paul, including our own Tamira Rush at the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, she set out for there about an hour ago, and we're hoping to hear from her at 8 o'clock, and maybe you can get into a more lengthy discussion with her at another time, too.
Yeah, right after the news at 9. We're also going to check in with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, get his take on the Steelers picks and topping off ceremony at the new, more improved airport. I guess that's an oxymoron, more improved.
New and improved.
New and improved. Thank you. You think I'd know that after all these years. New and improved. It's a big day, and we'll explain why also. The White House Correspondents' Dinner occurred this weekend, and we'll have some highlights or lowlights, depending on how you look at it, coming up in the next hour. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Track.